we've never had a scale of waste crime of this nature before. It is appalling, it is enormous, and it demonstrates the length that people will go to conduct crime, environmental crime, and cause environmental vandalism. That's why, in an unprecedented way, I've acted today in order to show decisively that those who are involved in this sort of activity are going to be pursued, prosecuted, and, if necessary, face the full weight of the law.
You've said the amount of illegal waste at this site amounts to hundreds of thousands of tons. By any calculation, that is a huge figure.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying, that this is not measured in tens of thousands, this is measured in some hundreds of thousands, and that our best information is that this has been going back to 2009. But as soon as I became aware that there may have been an issue, we launched an unprecedented investigation. That's what we've been doing over the last number of months. That's why today we've taken unprecedented action by revoking, not just suspending, but revoking the license of a very significant waste management facility. And that we'll escalate our response now in order to ensure that whoever is involved, whoever is responsible for this huge waste crime, that we deal with them.
Given the amount of waste, how long is it going to take to actually get this property disposed of in legitimate waste disposal areas?
Well, one of the things we've done today is not just revoke the license of one of the waste management facilities. We serve notices on the landowners where this waste has been deposited, that they have 30 days now to bring forward proposals to clean it up and to clear it out. So we are pushing on in a decisive way, in a maximum way, in order to ensure that those who are involved in waste crime are pursued criminally, and that those who have been involved in illegal waste activities fulfill their responsibility and now clean it up, clear it out. And that's what we'll be doing. And that's what I expect people to do. Having caused the harm, now they have to deal with the harm. And if they don't, then they'll suffer further consequences.
We know there have been illegal cross-border dumps found, particularly around about the Fermanagh and Tyrone areas. Is there a cross-border dimension to what's been discovered as a result of this operation?
Well, obviously, I'm very aware of the illegal sites where waste came from the south into the north, and it's now been repatriated to the south. Four or five of those sites have already been cleared up. But we don't have any information that any of the waste in this particular illegal site or sites comes from the south. But I keep a very keen eye on the potential for illegal waste movements from the south into the north, or vice versa. Doesn't seem to be the problem here. Doesn't diminish the scale of the problem that we have here.